Hello all and welcome to another episode of Everyday Black History, where we highlight the accomplishments and historical achievements of men and women, both black men and women, both past and present. We celebrate Afro appreciation, so African Americans, Africans, and Afro Latinos are all honored and celebrated here. And today we're going to continue our celebration of Puerto Rico, whether it be talking about Puerto Rico and its African roots, or even highlighting Puerto Ricans of African descent and their contributions to Black history and Black culture, and even Afro-Puerto Ricans on the island, how it benefited them as well. Now today we're going to be highlighting a man by the name of Rafael Cordero, and he is known as Maestro Cordero. And he was a self-educated Puerto Rican who provided free schooling to the children of his city regardless of race or social standing. He is also known as the father of public education in Puerto Rico. Now, he was born in San Juan in October 1790 into a poor family, one of three children. And with him, he had two older sisters, Gregoria and Celestia. His father worked in the tobacco fields while his mother tended the house. He was of African descent, and he was self-educated, as we mentioned, and he had a love of literature, and his determination to teach others and educate himself helped him to develop the skills and preparation that he needed to teach primary school. His sister, Celestia, who we mentioned, she also established the first school for girls on the island. So we can see that love for education, for educating people on the island, was something that they all shared as a family. Now in 1810, he established a free school for all the children in his house. And he taught children regardless of their race, and if they were even if they were unable to afford an education otherwise. There he taught reading, calligraphy, mathematics, and religious instruction. Among the distinguished alumni who attended his schools were Ramon Castro, Alejandro Rivera, and Jose Acosta, all three of which who were educated scholars, poets, and most importantly, they were abolitionists of slavery. We'll have episodes dedicated to each of these men to show the importance to Afro-Puerto Rican culture, or Puerto Rican culture in general. I'm not even going to separate it. But Cordero maintained his educational center for 58 years at Luna Street, and he proved that racial and economic integration could be possible and accepted. Now, he was invited to join many economic clubs whose members were friends of Puerto Rico. And on one occasion, he was given 100 pesos, which at the time was a lot of money, which he in turn gave away to those in need. He used half the money to buy books and clothes for his students, and the other half he gave away to the homeless. He had such love and respect for the people on the island of Puerto Rico, that when he died in 1868, more than 2,000 people attended his funeral. And he was honored in many ways on the island of Puerto Rico, from poets who wrote poems about him, artists who drew pictures on him, and even the house on Luna Street where he first built his school. But he had his school for over 58 years. That house was remodeled by the government of Puerto Rico, where it was registered as a National Historic Site of the United States. And there's also a plaque on the outside of the home that states the historical significance of the building and its relation to him. So, and also there are schools that were named, that are named after him on the island. Even in here in America, in Jersey City, and even in my hometown of Brooklyn, New York, there are schools that are named after this man, Rafael Cordero. So we can see just by all of this, his contribution to the history and the culture of the island of Puerto Rico, and him being of African descent and being self-educated shows our ingenuity as a people. And because of this, we thank you, Rafael Cordero, for your contribution to Black history and Black culture, be it on the island of Puerto Rico as well as here in America, and we salute you. So thank you all for tuning in to this episode of Everyday Black History. As mentioned, this week we're going to be As mentioned, not only this week, but in the coming episodes, we'll be highlighting Puerto Rico and Puerto Ricans of African descent and their contributions to culture, as well as talking more about slavery on Puerto Rico and Puerto Ricans' African roots. So stay tuned to those episodes, and we'll also continue to come back talking about African American inventors and scientists as well. We got a lot, you know, we got a lot coming. So just stay tuned and continue to support, and wait for the next episode coming at you soon.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.